Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Planting the seeds today for a home garden, which can provide the family with fresh, tasty produce and the gardener with a sense of what it is to be a farmer.
That's right. I mean, you don't always, you know, have a successful crop. Lots of things can go wrong. Spring frost, bugs, drought. So lots of things to contend with.
But, says UK Extension horticulturist Rick Durham, most new gardeners, if they start small, will likely have success.
A lot of people might get into it and overwhelm themselves to start with. I would advise people who are just getting into gardening to maybe try a very small raised bed. There's kits on the market that are like 4 by 4 feet beds that they can buy, and that would be a great place to start if they've got the yard space to do that.
Nearly one-third of all U.S. households garden in some form or fashion. You could even do it on an apartment patio.
And in fact, if you've got a sizable container, even like a 5-gallon bucket, you could raise a tomato just so you've got a few holes in the bottom of it and keep it well watered. So pretty easy to grow.
A great resource for new or veteran gardeners is their publication, Home Vegetable Gardening in Kentucky, available at Extension offices or online. More on that and growing your own pizza garden in a minute. We'll be right back.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
Home gardening can be rewarding with personal accomplishment and tasty food, and serve as a way for the family to do something together. Durham says kids that get involved are more likely to give vegetables a try. And again, if it's your first time out, small can work fine.
Surprisingly, even if you have, say, a half whiskey barrel, be a nice thing to start with, a container, you could easily grow a tomato there, maybe a pepper. And then some people like to add a few herbs like basil or oregano. And then you've kind of got the makings of a pizza garden if you do that.
He says their publication is a step-by-step guide available at Extension offices or online at uky.edu.
The easiest way to find our publications is to hit that search option and then just enter some keywords, you know, like home gardening. That will pull up this publication that we have.
And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.